This is the same newspaper translated into English. Now, when you start to read, Khalifa calls for national to convene, Mohammed bin Rashid inaugurated Monday, your eyes are disrupted by the picture. This is not even recall, but it's definitely not recognition. When this is put in English, it's far more off-putting because we actually read the language and we can see, and it sort of defies our tradition. This also backs up Richard Mayer's work at UCSB about putting text to the left of an image. But ask yourself, how is the flow of this? When you use this, or use any website that does this, it's almost fun for me to go to a website like thepaperboy.com and see these papers and translate them. It's fascinating, and just to see the icons at the bottom and their versions of metaphors. Things that are unfamiliar to us. Over time, they do become familiar to us as part of this lesson. However, when it's English, it just seems to break the flow. So we have to ask ourselves with case studies, how are we breaking flow?